What you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. End won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
We do. I love that verse because we do. We fight every day and we're being fought with every day. And it's almost comical seeing the craziness on True Social. It's absolutely insane. You know, there's a lot of division out there, but I think we might have figured out some things too. You know, have you ever heard of the MAGA communists? Maybe we want to talk about them. I don't know. But let me bring in my partner in justice, Shady Groove. Shady, welcome to the show, brother. It is what? 3-6. March 6th.
March 6th already. How many episodes of the MG Show already in the can? If you guys didn't catch Friday's show, it was a barn burner. We had a great time having Greg Phillips, JT Wild, and the wonderful Dr. Judy Mikovits with us. But man, over the weekend, things kind of just went a little haywire, like Jeff was saying, on Truth Social and MAGA communist. What in the world? Spit that one out. We're going to talk about quite a number of things today, but thank you guys for joining us on this wonderful Monday morning in Oregon, anyway.
Oh, boy, in Oregon. In Florida, it's beautiful out here. I had a great weekend. I hope you all had a great weekend. I like to unplug every now and again, and I did just that, and it was a beautiful, amazing weekend for me, Shady Groove.
That is great to hear. So you're charged up, and you're ready to go.
We're charged up. Now, we don't have to do the one thing?
Yeah, we do the one thing.
This one thing? All right. So we are still sponsored by Field of Greens, guys, and it's a true sponsor, guys. They actually are helping us out, helping this show out. And just like you with the Rumble Rants, you know, we're not sponsored by Lucifizer. We're actually sponsored by something that's healthy for you. Get your 5 fruits and vegetables every day with Field of Greens. Because, you know, who has all the time? You know, vegetables, Shady. Come on.
Not a fan.
I mean, it's hard, right? You know, with our busy schedules, you're working, you're red pilling, you're, you know, taking care of your family. And you're, you know, getting out there. But what I want you to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use code MGSHOW so they know that you bought it. And we really are urging you guys to at least try it. We'll give you 10% off. It's got a healthy, better promise as well. If you're not satisfied and your doctor doesn't say, hey, keep what you're doing. You know, I don't know what you're doing, but keep it up. And that's because of Field of Greens. It gets you motivated. It gets you to the gym. The hardest part about getting to the gym is getting through the door. And it's helped me get through the door of the gym, and I'm loving it. But Shady Groove, you know, fieldofgreens.com, use code MGSHOW for 15% off and then 10% off if you subscribe. You know, please help the show out with that. You know, Shady, what do you think? You're taking it. How are you feeling with Field of Greens?
I'm taking it, and I love it. I think that it's really awesome to just be able to make a protein or make the smoothie and to drink it down kind of quick, in and out, one and done, and then move on with my day. Gives me a few hours of high energy, and I actually really love it. All organic products, and they're great. It's wonderful that they're sponsoring Patriot content, right? I mean, that's one of the biggest things.
That's right. That's right. Patriot content. And that's what we do here every day right here on the MG Show. You said how many episodes? This is the 42nd episode. So we have delivered. You times that by 2 hours, Shady. It's 84 hours of you and me pontificating on the internet.
What in the world are we doing?
I have no idea. But you know what? The trolls only attack us on, you know, personal things. Like, oh, he wore red shoes in 2016. That means something. Oh, he wore that. And oh, look at this is a picture with the Ukraine hat. Oh, my God. You know, the ridiculousness of a lot of these decodes that you're seeing over and over and over by the paid shield networks are getting nauseating. And Donald J. Trump just retruthed something. And we're going to talk about that in the next hour, guys. And it's kind of amazing. We were asking, hey, you know, maybe, you know, somebody needs to clear this up. And boom, we got our answer. And pretty straightforward. And without further ado, because we're not sponsored by Lucifizer, we'd like to present you with ways to support the show. Thank you very much, Rambler. Support the diggers out there. The MG Show rocks. That's a $17 Rumble rant. We love you, brother. Thank you for that. And Yeti, roll that beautiful boom footage for our fans.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability, they all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There's no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. MyPillow 2.0.
When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
800-873-0478, 800-873-0478, if you want to call MyPillow and the great customer service representatives who are patriots, no matter who they vote for, it's a great company, MyPillow.com. Use code MGSHOW anywhere on the site, or go to our landing page, MyPillow.com/MGSHOW, and pick up your MyPillow 2.0s, buy one. It's a BOGO, Shady Groove. Welcome back.
BOGO and also MyPillow 2.0. Think about that, guys. MyPillow 2.0, it's got to be great. Please get out there and support this gentleman. Great patriot, fighting for America, standing strong. Nobody's going to get him to back down just like us. We love Mike Lindell.
That's right. And you know what, Shady? It's been 5 years since, you know, we've been doing this, maybe 4 years on the show. We just told you we had 84 hours of content, yet they cannot pick apart the content. And a friend of mine said, hey, you might want to post that video that someone made for you. A very dear friend of us made a video, and it does play in the middle, but I want to just highlight it one more time.
Let's do it.
Because, you know, we've been doing this for almost 5 years, Shady Groove. With Q, we're 5 years. You know what I'm saying? So our show is 4 years. So this is, it's been 5 years since in my life had me cross paths with these two guys, and it's been one hell of a journey. But and it's going on to the next one.
Something needs to be said
about these two guys. About these two guys. And the group of people behind the scenes. That's you, Poussaint, Yeti, UC, bringing you information without you know, Rocket, PA, queued up.
The truth.
When we the people say thank you. It all started in 2018. Two dudes reading the news with sauce. Soon the attack started. Right after we mentioned Paysewers, attacking them, not the content. Never the content. Attacks were organized. And they didn't slow these two down. Now they are the news. The MG Show. Shading Matrix right here. The MG Show. And I'd like to thank from all of us here watching the MG Show. We can't thank you enough. And Jeremy, thank you, brother, for that. That is an amazing video. I love it. And it's a good reminder. It's things like this that keep me going every day. When people go out of their way to make a video like that, press 17 if you guys believe in that sentiment of that video, because it really hit me hard. And the Truth Social this weekend was way out of control. And all they do is attack people, never information. You know, for example, let's take Greg Phillips, Shady. Greg Phillips had the pit. Invited a bunch of, had clowns actually in charge of the pit, Patel Patriot and Kate, invited all these clowns to the pit, talked about Connick and Eugene Yu. We took that and ran. We all dug on it, except the people from We the Media didn't really dig on it. Kane Koa the Great, Digger Sleuth, The Authority, myself and Shady, like we did, they didn't. Instead, they wanted to make you look somewhere else. So right now we've got the most liberal county in the world, LA County, LA, the city of LA, LA County, has a case against Eugene Hugh, who we heard of from the pit, right? And then there's people like Jillian's Rum asking questions. That's great to ask questions, but we know that your crew with Badlands Media and the new We the Media, the old one, I thought they were all people that we trusted, Shady. I thought they were people that we all dug with, and they weren't. They weren't. They're just, I don't know who they are. I don't, in fact, they all showed themselves. There's about 26 people left in We the Media. There was 58. There were good people that left. You know, Cag Drogo, Red Pill Babe, myself. I tried to say, hey, can we keep We the Media and have the Badlands people go to Badlands? And they didn't like it. Instead, they are now blaming Greg for the split with We the Media. No, guys, you know what happened. You all know what happened, and none of you had my back. Why is that? Are you planned? Is it planned? Are you guys related to Hillary Rodham Clinton and their group? Because the trolling, the shill foo is very weak, Shady Group. I just feel like I needed to say this because, you know, I'm getting, you know, and Carrier Dove, there's a new part four on Carrier Dove. You're going to want to read those sub stacks, guys, because it's really hitting them close to truth. Maybe that's why we're all being shilled. Shady Group, your opinion or thoughts on this? I mean, I usually try to stay quiet with all this stuff, but it gets to a point where it's like, my God, you open up Truth Social. All it is personal attacks on people. They never use information. They never use sauce. Just repeatedly dropping crap after crap after crap, Shady.
It's narrative insertion. It's effectively what it is. I have no issue with anybody that wants to ask a legitimate question of anyone about anything. There's no problems with that whatsoever. The problem comes whenever you start to turn your opinion into what looks to be questions to insert a narrative, which is what I watched happen with multiple people this weekend on Truth Social. You guys have to realize what we're fighting and who we're fighting here. Whenever we talk about True North, what do we really mean? What is America? What is the America First agenda, and how are we going to get there? If you remember just a week or so ago, we talked to John Thaler talking about the corruption in Arizona. That is extended out in every state, in my opinion. These people that are activated, that are acting like this on Truth Social, are in no way interested in the truth. They are interested in a narrative. They are interested into turning eyes away from the true corruption. We had not only was Greg here on Friday, but we had a big breakthrough about the information that they're getting ready to be able to analyze and scrutinize even further because of True the Vote's fight and sticking to this and not backing down. So that's a little bit of my take on it. I don't understand it. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but they will and seemingly are going to continue to do this.
And Elizabeth Dove does make the comment that Greg was vindicated, and I'm going to show you why. Last night, Donald J. Trump retruthed a Q post in response to a Greg Phillips post 9 months ago, Shady. Okay. An army fights as a team. It lives, eats, sleeps, and fights as a team. Patton, division is man-made. Division is designed to keep you powerless. Division is designed to keep you fighting each other. Division is designed to keep you enslaved. The narrative has you. That's a Matrix quote, by the way. No one person is above the other. Unity is strength. Greg did this 9 months ago. I've said this over and over this week. The war reignited by 2,000 mules is raging. We either stand side by side and fight the evil of our enemies or we perish. I may or may not agree with every thought, post, video, or meme, but if people are willing to fight for freedom, I'll be in that fight. Killing our own over disagreements ensures pain, suffering, and loss. We all have a choice to step over Jim Bowie's line in the sand. I have stepped over that line. This is my Alamo for freedom. And, you know, so then, Shady, you know, I asked Julian's Rum, Q Plus is watching, be careful. And he's still going to question, and he has every right to. You know, this is not a slam against him, but, you know, it wasn't just asking a question. It was an outright attack. And I, you know, hate to say that. But then the Breb trolls, and we call them this, the Breb trolls and other people that are anti-Greg, anti-Matrix, anti-Shady, anti-MG show, all have narratives like this.
This is a square. Can you guess which spot that goes in?
The square.
That's right. It goes in the square hole.
Yes. Okay.
And how about this rectangle? That one
also the square
goes in there too.
Yeah.
Up next
is Jeff with red shoes.
We've got this thin rectangle.
The thin rectangle.
Can you guess where that goes?
The thin rectangle.
That's right. It goes in the square hole. And up next,
here's me being cylinder. A POI triad. Mm.
I think that goes in
the circle,
the square hole. Now we've also got this semicircle right here. Do you see a slot that would fit
the semicircle?
Semicircle?
The semicircle.
That's right. It's the square hole. Okay. Up next, the triangle. We know what hole that goes
the
into,
triangle.
Right?
Triangle.
That's right. The square hole. And up next, we have the arch.
The arch. The arch.
You guessed it.
The arch.
It goes in the square hole.
That's basically what's happening. Their narratives are just like that. And they're designed for people that haven't done their own research. They're designed for people that just follow. You know, it's like the media matters and it's like the mainstream news saying, here's what you need to know about Jeffrey Peterson. Here's what you need to know about Greg Phillips. Here's what you need to know about Shady Groove. How about you guys research? You guys look it up. You know, we had Greg Phillips on this show about the Ukraine hospital idea where he wanted to actually save actual real citizens in Ukraine. It never happened, but yet they act like it does. He went over there to see if it would work out. He realized the corruption. You know, if you want to watch our show and get the actual sauce, I mean, it's there. It's a couple of Flannel Fridays back, Shady Groove. But, you know, the people still remain with these stupid narratives that don't fit in the correct hole.
And they're also not talking about the truth. They're not amplifying the things that are going on in the background that are furthering the movement and furthering the conversation to get these criminals that are literally in control of your elections across the country. It's not just Arizona, guys. It's not just Connect. It is a whole network of corruption that is intermingled, interactive, and also, to some degree, very excited of all of these counter narratives that are being inserted into the movement right now. You know, I mean, you talk about people are talking about, you know, what is this or you know, the MAGA movement or whatever. I'm in the truth movement. I've been in the, they were smearing me, calling me a truther 20 years ago. So, you know, I'm in the movement to understand what's really going on. And whenever people are disingenuously ignoring things that are very, very relevant, that is a red flag for what we call anons.
So, Shady, this is the Yankee Tanky on True Social. He's got 28 followers, 44 following, and he's a MAGA communist. What the hell is a MAGA communist, Shady Groove?
I don't know. I found these guys yesterday, and I'm pretty sure that they are the confidential human sources from or something looking for new work.
Yep, and you keep cutting out for whatever reason. I don't know if Yeti's hearing that as well, but it's I don't think it's your mic. I think it's internet. And while you do that, Shady, this is a video that you found about MAGA communism, and I think we need to understand it, guys. Check it out. Sorry, guys. I don't know why that happened. There we go. It's Monday.
6 million Americans saying their families don't have enough to eat, more than doubling in just months. As many as 11 million children are going hungry.
They want to help rich people buy a Tesla, and they want to hurt working families who are just trying to afford gas. They completely have it backwards.
People you got to get the millionaires out and the billionaires in Washington to start worrying about the working class people.
Last week, I signed an $800 million equipment that is responsive to Ukraine's needs and tailored to support the intensified fighting in the Donbas region.
This is a war on the working class. This is a war on the people who actually believe in America.
I see my future poor on the streets in a box.
More Americans being unhappy now than in the last 50 years.
$75 billion was spent on the intelligence
budget. And it's time that we stood up and said no to all of that. Let's put American workers first for a change. How about that?
March 19, 2003. President Bush announced the start of
military raids. Extraordinary CIA operation kept secrets from the raids in Indianapolis.
It's time that we stood up and said no.
For those of you unfamiliar, the MAGA communist movement is starting to take the internet by storm.
By the way, I've noticed in my years of being trolled by these people, people that can't say MAGA and they say MAGA are not MAGA.
In a curious mind, that would provoke a lot of questions. MAGA and communism combining seems anachronistic. But the problem is that not everyone has a curious mind. Not everyone is just willing to sit down and humble themselves and ask questions like, maybe there's something here I don't already know.
At the end of the day, communists have a lot of the same goals as working class Americans made up in the MAGA movement. We want more prosperity for average Americans. We want to end big tech. We want to end big agriculture, big pharma. We want to stop the monopolies and the subsidization of monopolies all across America. And we want to reinstill patriotic education in this country.
What do you think about this idea? It sounds crazy. It's called MAGA communism. And the communism thing means common prosperity, commonwealth, common prosperity. We all come together, the workers striking at the railroads, the MAGA industrial working class, the small farmers. We all unite with our power. We kick out the globalists, 1776, small government, stop that great reset agenda in its
tracks.
Don't
forget to kick out Biden either.
Absolutely. Let's go, Brandon.
That's it. Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, yeah. American politics is still 100% controlled by the same globalist elites. We, those of us on the bottom, have no say in any of it.
Hard pass, Shady.
Wow. Whenever I saw that yesterday, I saw that last night. I'm like, man, this is exactly what they're going to do. This is exactly why the Bill Mitchells of the world are triggered. All of the rhinos are triggered. And this is part of their little op to try to turn more people off to what MAGA really is, or to show the other side, the left, that we are in fact communist, right? That's been their narrative the whole time. Donald Trump's a dictator and a communist. So now they're going to give them fodder to share with their other friends moving into the 2024 election cycle. Looks to me like they are associated with the Patriot Front group. I'm pretty sure that's where this is going to come down.
Right. And the MAGA movement is a threat to democracy. Communism is not. You guys understand
correct.
That, right?
I do.
So you can't have both. I'm sorry. Correct. Because Trump give the government back to the people. The little people that he's talking about. And, you know, we just need to, you know, throw the stones, Shady Groove. And I remember he was at a rally and Trump was like, it's MAGA, MAGA. And I'm trying to find the clip and I can't find it on the fly. But guys, you know, it's not MAGA. And, you know, there's several people that you are following in this movement that say the word MAGA, Shady.
And there is no, just for the record, there is no like tenet of communism for the people controlling the government. Just, you know, like there's no aspect of communism where the people run anything. Okay. Like there's no example out there. It's absolutely ridiculous on its face and should be dismissed as such.
Absolutely. And so let's go to real Donald Trump right here. This was he reposted Ethanos. He said, thank you for its fatalism. He knows this is the end game, like our founders felt signing their names. No turning back now for him. Constant threats from all directions. We will never know the full extent, but close your eyes and step into his shoes for a moment. He feels the burden of the American people on his shoulders. This is why he needs God. This is why we need God. This is why our founding fathers needed God. Gather your family together. Pray that our Lord gives Donald Trump strength and wisdom. Very amazing. And then this is the actual retruth right here. It's weird. And it's not showing what. Yeah. Replying to Greg Phillips. Okay. There's Greg Phillips right there. And this is what was retruthed by Donald J. Trump last night. Check it out.
Now, an army is a team. It lives, eats, sleeps, fights as a team. This individuality stuff is a bunch of crap. The bilious bastards who wrote that stuff about individuality for the Saturday Evening Post don't know anything more about real battle than they do about fornicating.
Wow, Shady Groove. And that's from the 1970 movie Patton. And Donald J. Trump has used Patton in some of his, you know, his, what do you call it? His
rally.
Yeah, thank you. So this is it again. This is Donald J. Trump vindicated. And this, by the way, is from June 4th, 2022, 9 months ago, Shady. I think we got, you know, I think people that are actually, you know, not realizing that Connick has an active case right now, Shady Groove. Eugene Yu, Connick is in, you know, it has been arrested in the most liberal county, extradited from Michigan because of our work, Shady Groove, the work that the real Anons did, not the ones that want to divide and insert their own stupid ass narratives and pose them as questions. Oh, I'm just questioning. No, you're attacking. We need to stick together. Shady.
So you're telling me that Connick is still at Michigan University, fully staffed and ready to roll every day. That's what you're telling me.
Nope. They had to close up shop. They also closed their corporate headquarters. Oh. Shady Groove. Yeah.
Oh, that's odd.
Greg Phillips. Not because of saying Greg is this or that, because of Greg Phillips and you.
Just making sure I understood that right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know if that's not a win, I don't know what is, guys.
It is a win. It's being tampered with. It's being tamped down, just like what they did whenever Donald Trump came out to make his 2024 presidential announcement. If you'll remember that, they all poo-pooed that as well, acting like it was a nothing burger.
No, that's because they wanted devolution, because Trump was supposed to be instilled as president. Oh, those were just, no, it's square peg, round hole, Shady Groove.
What about the triangle?
Square.
What about the arch?
Square. Yeah. So, you know, guys, there's a lot of narratives out there. There's a lot of stuff. Nothing's happening, says Duxus. And I said it that Duxus. I said it like that. But nothing is happening, right? There's a lot happening, and people are just trying to slide you from not looking at what's really, really happening. And we try to pride ourselves every day to go through the news and find out what's relevant and what's not. A fact is a fact, whether we like it or not, Shady Groove.
The priority of understanding what's going on in the Patriot movement is very, very critical to us moving forward. It's very critical for your friends and family to understand from you what is happening out there, especially if they're pro-Trump. Jeff, you were making the comment this weekend, I think that's relevant right now, about how the people that you're speaking with, real people on the ground as you move around, are not aware Trump is even running for president in 2024. That's pretty astonishing.
Yeah. And America Always One says the Ukraine trip is off-putting. It just is. But, you know, so who's attacking Ukraine? Who did that, right? It's the deep state. You know, do you think those people that are being injured, those older people and children that are now being trafficked, are innocent or guilty?
Innocent.
That's who Greg was trying to stick up for. But then he went there and he even got a guy that was from Antifa on the take. Deported from Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. They don't want to talk about guys, that.
You know, do you think Iraq, all those people, everybody in Iraq is bad? You know, this is what one of the things that bothered me when I was a kid. You know, all the Christians, right? The Christians that supported Bush wanted to turn the Middle East into sand. Is that very godly? Is that godly, Shady, to kill everybody? No, and I know America always is what people are going to think, but I'm trying to show people that. You know, okay, so are you Joe Biden now, everybody? Because are you a Nazi? Because that's what Joe Biden is, guys. He's a communist. He's a socialist. Now, is that all of America?
Absolutely.
Or is the
not.
Majority of America MAGA? War is not that's godly. That's right. H. Bachman. Yeah. Yeah. So it's very amazing, guys. What
war is also not by the people.
Yeah, it's by the deep state, warmongering neocons, red pill pusher. That's right. Absolutely. And I mean, go ahead.
When was the last time I was just saying, when was the last time you woke up and you decided you wanted a war? I say this all the time. Like people, human beings, it doesn't matter if you're Jewish. It doesn't matter if you're in America. It doesn't matter if you're in Africa. It has no bearing on where you are whatsoever. People do not wake up in the morning and say, I want to war today. That's not how this goes down. This is done by the globalists. The globalists are who need war. They need war so they can destroy countries and overtake them, similar to what they're trying to do to us right now. They're trying to do this to us in every way possible. At the same time, depend on our ingenuity and our economy every day to fund all of this stuff. So they're not giving us any appreciation for what we're doing. They're attacking you. For what they're stealing from you.
And who are these people attacking? Do you think they're part of the Clinton network? I think they are. And Carrier Dove might have some insight into that, but you need to watch her. You need to go look at her Substacks, guys. And so this is a question from Kevin 3 hours ago. True Social continues to be a bastion of free speech, but it's not noticed or appreciated by everyone. Why not? People like Joe Rogan, in my opinion, represent the status quo. He implied it's just full of QAnoners howling into the wind. What do you think? Well, I think this, Shady. The same people that attack Donald Trump attack quote-unquote QAnon. Must be something to Q. What do you guys think? The same people that attack Donald J. Trump attack Q. And then the people in our MAGA movement are afraid of Q. Why?
Because of the media.
Mm-hmm.
Because the funny thing is, and this is the argument that actually has worked a few times with people, because I look at them square in the face and I say, hey, that means if what you're saying is true, then that means you are believing what the mainstream media is saying about Q. Now, we know to be fact that the media says everything in reverse and that it is all inverted. Every narrative that they push, the narrative about Donald Trump was inverted. The narrative about Q is inverted. It's very, very easy to understand. If you're thinking all this stuff about Q and you're MAGA, that means you are drinking the mainstream media Kool-Aid 100%, no doubt about it.
Yeah. Bill Gates just recently came out against Q. He's afraid.
Oh.
But he called it QAnon, of course. Yeah. But they call it QAnon, of course, because that's the straw man that the media has made and tied a bunch of stupid decodes to, just like the trolls on Greg Phillips and myself and all you guys.
They really do need to do some updated memes on us. I mean, they keep using the same stuff from 4 years ago. I'm like, hey guys, come on, you know, be creative. Let's do something. Do something modern.
So Donald Trump won the CPAC straw poll, 62% Donald Trump, 20% Ron DeSantis, 5% Perry Johnson, 3% Nikki Haley, and Fox regular news screwed that up and put Nikki at the second or at the third. But people, you know, I'm going to give you some ammo for your Ron DeSantis friends.
2024 is that Trump and Governor DeSantis of Florida will slug it out for the Republican nomination. Trump has turned into a pitiful figure, continually bemoaning his loss in 2020. Big Republican donors are abandoning him in droves. DeSantis is shrewd, ruthless, and ambitious. He is likely to be a Republican candidate.
So Soros wants DeSantis. Do you like DeSantis, my Ron DeSantis loving friends, for president? Do you like the Lincoln Project, who has been convicted of pedophilia or accused of or charged with? Kind of crazy, like DeSantis. Isn't it, Shane?
I mean, that's who that's their guy down there.
Soros is missing, but that's a rumor. Okay, these are how they make us look dumb. Just be careful. He's old. He's probably just hanging out in his little black cube somewhere. Oh my God! So shady. I mean, you know, this, trying to show people, right? The way of thinking. You know, oh, Greg Bett. Well, maybe if all these people are saying Greg and you're bad, Shady, and I'm bad, maybe we're not bad.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we're right.
Yeah. Yeah. Very interesting. Oh, we're always wrong, Shady.
Until we're right.
That's right. So we did have Carrie. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said that time is now condensing. The time that we're right from the time that they accuse us of being wrong is getting less and less every day.
That's right. You know, that's right. And we had, like, you know, Andrew Huff on this show 2 weeks ago talking about metabiota connections, and then BioClandestine is out there hammering them. And so I'm starting to see a little bit of a pattern.
It's weird. It's a little weird.
And, you know, this has nothing to do with ego, but it has to do with research, okay? We found metabiota before BioClandestine. I was in his room saying, hey, what about Kerry's son and Biden's son? And I put our son, and then we did the Sons of Tyranny. If you want to look at that video, Sons of Tyranny, it's the first one, the original one, February 25th of last year. We did that.
Over a year ago.
Now he's talking about it. Great, which I'm glad. But why is he, like, so anti-Huff? Very interesting.
I'm not really sure exactly what his deal is there. It has something to do with Ukraine. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, Dr. Mikovits was on here on Friday explaining to people the truth, which is, you know, COVID was originally engineered in America. It was moved to Ukraine. Then they worked on it in Ukraine and they moved it to China and then they released it. So, you know, I'm not sure exactly what the disparaging commentary is all about, but it seems to be a little bit of a distraction.
Yeah. And his foul mouth turned me off right away. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, well, that's another story.
Yeah. You know, so here it is, Shady. This is, let's play this. So people are even approaching Carrie Lake, Shady Groove, to have her quit politics, Shady.
Interesting.
This is not a game, folks. Let's listen to Carrie Lake at CPAC. I believe this was Saturday, Shady.
And they may think that they won, but I know they're feeling the heat. They're actually, we've got them in the frying pan right now. This is true. And I know, I'm going to tell you why. Now, I can't believe this actually happened, and I wasn't sure if I was going to share it here at CPAC. I wonder if the fake news will even cover this. Something happened to me this week before I left for CPAC, and it shows how desperate these people are to stop me and to silence you. I decided to share this. It's a little bit controversial, but I'm going to put this out. Somebody showed up at my door this week. They called me before and said, I got to talk to you in person. This can't be done over the phone, which is always kind of like, uh-oh, what's that going to be about? They came to my door and they tried to bribe me out of getting out of politics. It's really happened. I'm telling you this because this is how disgusting politics is. A mom who runs for office and they're afraid of me. They tried to bribe me with a job title, with a huge salary, a position on a board. This is how they do it. And I said, are you kidding me? I walked away from a big job and a big salary. I'm not motivated by that stuff, guys. I'm not. So this person standing before me was sent at the request of some powerful people back east. They want me out of politics. Well, wait a minute. I thought they already stopped us. Why are they so afraid? I thought they already stopped our movement. Well, I don't know. I don't know what the future holds. I don't know. I'm just on God's time right now. And when I said no to this person, they didn't take no for an answer. They said, well, what will it take? What is your price? How do we keep you out? Name your price. This really happened this week. Name your price. All we're asking for you to do is to get out of politics for 2 years. Okay. CPAC, I got to ask you, do you think I should sit out for 2 years? Should we put our movement on ice for 2 years? I didn't think so. Or should we double down and stay in this? Double down. Now, I'm going to be honest. At that very moment, I wanted to sick my dog on him. But I have a pug, and it wasn't going to happen. So I said, you let your handlers back east know that I can't name a price because there is no price that I would sell out my country for. Not $1 million, not $10 million, not $100 million. I love you right back. But I'll tell you, this tells me that they do not want my name on a ballot again. And I have a message. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. And so that got me very fired up. I was packing for CPAC, and this happened, and I'm like, I'm so fired up. And then after this weekend at CPAC, CPAC has a way of firing up us again, right?
Yeah, I was fired up after her speech, Donald Trump's speech. Marjorie Taylor Greene knocked it out of the park, Shady. It was an amazing CPAC. But you noticed it was who wasn't there, Shady Groove. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, quite a number of people that weren't there, including DeSantis. Also, Mike Pence didn't show up. What do you, I mean, you know, what a story, what a revelation to understand what's really going on behind the scenes there with Carrie Lake. If you guys don't know, they have now set, Arizona has set a court date for, I believe, March 21st, if I'm not mistaken, to actually see her case about fraud in the election there in Arizona. That is a massive win for her campaign. And I think that her having that win late last week is a big reason all of these people decided to go all in on the triggered for the weekend. But listen to what she said. They offered her a job, a huge salary, and a, quote, board position.
Yeah, and Shady, you're going crackly again. That's back. That little FBI static is back. Corinthians 13 says, Jeff, seems like a good time for Mark Atwood. We see you. Let's go ahead and play that. Thank you, Corinthians 13:13. I haven't seen it, so let's all watch it together.
We see you. The scales have fallen from our eyes. The veil has drifted down from the sky, meandering firmly, finally revealing your depth of depravity. That's fear you're now feeling. We see you. Your demonic bloodlust laid bare to see, the statue of filth on the BBC, the prince and the madam, the Christmas spy, the islands of horrors in the ocean lie. We see you. A billion souls stolen over the years. You hid them deep down to drown their tears. Perfect and innocent, God's own creations, mutilated by your sick machinations. We see you. Vlad the Impaler and his vile descendants, fleeing the palace from the 5D ascendants. The virus distracted, but gave us the time to peel back the layers of your heinous crimes. We see you.
Wow, I like it.
Run, run as fast as you can. Back for more orders from the Phoenician clan. Out of White Rabbit, the looking glass cracked. Tipping point reached, odds against you now stacked. We see you. Pizza and hot dogs, pasta and sauce. Your sickness decoded your lack of remorse. Our slumber is over, our eyes not wide shut. For the children of Haiti, a knife to your gut. We see you. Ascension is powered by the light of the flare. Scramble like rats to the ruins of your lairs. It's over, it's over. Save our children, we cry. Revealed, reviled, it's your soul's time to die. We see you.
Wow, I like it. A poem by Mark Atwood. I think that's pretty awesome. Shady, are you back? All right, got it. Yeah, he had that interesting crackle come back. That's interesting how that happens, isn't it? When we're talking about dividers in the movement, it's weird, isn't it? You know, I just want to go ahead and just plug this real quick. Brighteon.tv, we will be leaving you here in a couple of minutes. We love you very much. Thank you for tuning in to the MG Show. And you can support us, mg.show/support. You can or donate. You can go there. Rumble.com/MG Show is where we'll be for the next 5 minutes and to the top of the hour. And then we take a 5 minute break and come back at 1:05. And that's also simulcasted on Red State Talk Radio. Red State Talk Radio, just use your spy device. Red State Talk Radio, tune in to Red State Talk Radio. You can hear us live. We also have our podcasts on most of your podcast platforms, except for Spotify, because Hillary Clinton and Media Matters got that. We want to just make sure that you guys come see us, rumble.com/MG Show. We love you guys, Rumble. This is the article right here, Con Inc. and the Red Pilled Antifa. This is part four, okay? Con Inc. and Money for Chaos. And here she's starting to get into the end of the story, but I want you guys to go read 1, 2, and 3. Because Con Inc., it's very amazing, guys. This is disinformation and chaos for hire. This is, in fact, Stasi tactics and the level these groups go to in order to create their illusions. The impacts that has had on the MAGA movement some of their targets, some of the attacks against election integrity, their ties with Antifa, and the information they have been using from those sources, some of the major players and their connections, the repeated patterns of abuse, and how these groups are all interconnected, and added a few of their psyops have been discovered during the course of going down this rabbit hole. So Carrier Dove will be tying up a few of these loose threads and showing you a few others in this part of the series. I hope you forgive for what seems disjointed parts of the story. However, it's all related. If you haven't read parts 1 through 3 of Con Inc. and the Red Pilled Antifa yet, I, along with Elizabeth, highly recommend that you do. Shady Groove.
I hope that this is a little bit better. Did it crackly, crackly go away? Chomp, 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 chomp. Where's my gremlins? Not better?
Yep.
Okay. I didn't hear. Okay, so did you hear me say about March 21st, or was it all messed up whenever I said that Carrie Lake or her case went for March 21st? That did happen.
We heard okay, it, but cool. You were.
I'm so sorry. I made a crackly announcement. It was awesome.
You made a crackly announcement, but yeah, I mean, we try to keep.
And they may.
Thank you, Carrie Lake. We try to, you know, do good sound. You know, when you have a podcast, you need to have good sound. And sometimes the gremlins get in our little computer, Shady Groove. It happens. Yeah, but we do it live.
We do.
We do it live. All right. So we've got a lot coming up. I want to just play this real quick. This was fantastic. Check this out, Shady Groove.
Their reign is over. Their reign will be over. And they know it. And America will be a free nation once again. We're not a free nation right now. We don't have free press. We don't have free anything. In 2016, I declared, I am your voice. Today, I add, I am your warrior. I am your justice. And for those who have been wronged and betrayed, I am your retribution. I am your retribution. Not going to let this happen.
I love it. I am your retribution, Shady Groove. I am your warrior. I mean, wow.
I think that right there, in my opinion, is a Q proof. Very, very direct. I'd like to just real fast, in case you don't know, read you the definition for retribution. Punishment inflicted on someone as vengeance for a wrong or criminal act. Again, punishment inflicted on someone as vengeance for a wrong and or criminal act. That, my friends, is a Q proof.
Yes, it is. The Punisher. I love it. You know, I love it, Shady Groove. That's so amazing. And guys, you know, please get over there. Elizabeth Dove, Carrier Dove, works very hard on this stuff. She's doing a fantastic job. It's not just her story. It's partial my story. Maybe we ought to talk about some more of our story to fill in some gaps too, because it's pretty amazing and we're figuring some stuff out. I wanted to point this out because it was major news for the last couple of weeks. This is Alex Murdaugh. Murdaugh was convicted to 2 consecutive life sentences for killing his wife and son. But guess what? He has been political contributions to include maximum donations to Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton.
What?
Yeah. No. I think Mama might like that, because Alex Murdaugh's political contribution include the maximum donations to Joe and Hillary. And now he's in jail for 2 consecutive life sentences for killing his son and wife. And wow, Shady, he likes Joe and Hillary, and he was stole $8 million from his partners in the law firm. I mean, guys, this is the kind of scum that likes Joe and Hillary.
Fox News spent all week running interference for the corruption in the Biden administration, playing this dumb stuff. Sorry. Yeah.
No, it's true. I mean, because you didn't hear a lot of the news that was going on for the day, but we're going to be back here in the next, we're going to take a 5-minute cafefe and popcorn break, because I think we need some popcorn, because it is happening.
Coming back?
Yeah, we're going to come back in 5 minutes after this, Shady Groove. Yep, and maybe you'll continue not to crackle. Crackly Groove.
No problems.
Love you, bro. No promises. And with that, we'll be right back. Hour number 2 is coming up. We're going to talk about the UK's Fauci and leaked emails. But first, Shady, take it away.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show live on Red State Talk Radio. Coming right up after these words, In the Matrix with 3X's.com.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. My Pillow 2.0. When I invented My Pillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. My Pillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. My Pillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of My Pillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a My Pillow or not, you need to get the brand new My Pillow 2.0. Call or go to mypillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com. deplorable, and we love the name. Got the bodies in the dirt, needing someone to blame. A patch of greed and money to spare. They put the dollars in the coffers and the lies in the...
Welcome back. Hour number two, The Matrix Groove Show on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Go to InTheMatrix3X.com.
I am secure in knowing that he is still God. Mr. Benjamin Al-Islah.
That troubles will last always, but I'm not deceived just because all they want me to hear. Every day is more bad news. I'm not dismayed. I am secure in knowing that he's still God. Yes, I am. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Their racial hatred and disaster seems to be spreading throughout the land. He wants us to trust in him, that no matter the condition, he's in full control. I'm not dismayed. I am secure in knowing that he's still God. Yeah, yeah. Yes, I am. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's God all by himself. He don't need nobody's help. He made the world in just 7 days. And without him, it could have never been made. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He is still God. I know that he's God.
We don't understand
all of your ways.
The one thing we do understand, I don't care what it looks like, he's still God. Some research I've read in your word, where you heal the sick, raise the dead, 5,000 hungry souls you fed. And I found out that he's still God. He's still healing the sick, he's still raising the dead.
Souls everywhere are still being there. He's still making waves out of no ways. He's still turning nights into days. He's the same God. He's the same God. He's still God. He's still God. Hallelujah. I know that I know that I know he's still God. Just be secure and know he's still God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Still God.
Still God. Shady Groove, welcome back to hour number two. That was Victor Johnson, Still God, from 1995. Amazing. Yeti, thank you for sharing that today with us here at the MG Show. We love you, brother.
Very inspirational.
Yeah. Very, very, very inspirational. And that's what we're fighting, Shady Groove. We're fighting all these, you know, asshats. It's awesome.
Well, they're trying to do the opposite of inspire you. They're trying to ruin you. They're trying to slow you down. They're trying to make you think that nothing's going on. They're trying to make you think that nothing that you do will matter. They're trying to get you into this corner so that your self-defeatist attitude continues to perpetuate itself. That's not where patriots are. That's not where MAGA is, and that's what we're trying to show on the show, that this is a new world that we're building. This is a new government that we are going to install. The times of corruption are in the past, and now the people can see it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's amazing, you know, and I'm glad to be a part of it with you all. Thank you so much. And, you know, we're not going to sell out. I am no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God, Shady Groove. Love you, man. MD777 had a great post. There's only one side, God's side. If you're against those fighting for our nation, no matter how much you call yourself a believer, you are not on his side. Pick one. Now is the time. Stop trolling and start praying. Do what is right. You know, people are noticing this stuff. You know, people are noticing this stuff. And then very same people that we used to be consider our friends, Shady, are attacking us. It's funny, and we've witnessed it. These attacks come in waves, in fact, Shady Groove, don't they?
They really do. And our good friend Q said that multiple times back in a couple of years ago, saying, think waves. The attacks will come in waves. This is the way that they push the agenda forward. This is the way they attempt to garner people to remove their eyes from paying attention to go back to being asleep.
Yeah. And Yeti says that's one of his absolute all-time favorite songs. Thank you, producer Yeti. Great. We love you, brother. Leelig says that I pray while I troll. She's I love it.
No wonder you're so good.
I love it. By the way, guys, this is from Layla Pat for Trump. Please join Layla Pat for Trump and me, Mom to MK, for a National Day of Repentance and Prayer on Tuesday, March 7th. Optional 24 hours of fasting and prayer from 7 p.m. Monday to March 6th, 7 p.m. Tuesday, March 7th. Optional prayer guides coming soon. Pray together 2 Chronicles 7:14. National prayer of National Day of Repentance and Prayer, Tuesday, March 6th. Again, I'm going to drop the link into Rumble for you all if you guys want to join in and share it. I'm sure there'd be a lot of happy people there. Here you go. God bless
Scottish
you guys.
Anon says that Leelegs is a holy troller.
And a high roller.
And a high roller. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. So support my channel. Too. Is that Kimberly Guilfoyle? Hey, what's up, Kimberly Guilfoyle? We love you. I've actually met her, by the way. It's pretty cool. So, Shady, that's where we're at now. Geez, I tell you. So I wanted to kind of cover this, Shady. There was a I call him the Dr. Fauci of the UK, Shady Groove. Mm-hmm. The Dr. Fauci of the UK, mate.
He's got some problems.
I'll tell you what. The UK's Dr. Fauci, his name is Matt Hancock, leaked messages suggest a plan to frighten the public. And our Poussantrix found a very good video on this right now. This is the actual whistleblower. Her name is Isabel Oakeshott, and she's the journalist who leaked over 100,000 WhatsApp texts from Matt Hancock, Shady, from Matt Hancock's phone, and that he gave her to research the book that she was co-writing for him. Wow. Whistleblower.
Patriot.
Ghost writer, ghost book writer, now turned whistleblower. God bless you, Isabel Oakeshott. Let's listen to Isabel. Here we go.
Often, as journalists, you like to write stories and explain stories about other people. How has it been for you being at the heart of the story yourself?
Well, I don't want this to be about me or actually Matt Hancock. It's about something much bigger than that. It's about events that affected every single one of us in this country, and for which I think almost everybody wants answers. We want to know what went wrong, what went right, where mistakes were made, how policies were decided. Were they really based on the science? Could we have done things differently? Could we have done things better? And of course, it would be nice if all of that could be examined properly in the public inquiry. And I'm sure it will be examined properly. The issue is that there is no deadline for that public inquiry. I've looked at its terms of reference. They are basically a lifetime's work for a lot of people. My fear is that we won't get answers for many, many years. I would have thought a decade is optimistic. So when Sir Keir Starmer earlier this week suggested that the inquiry report by the end of the year, I thought that was a very good plan.
I think we'd all like to see that and certainly would applaud that if it could happen. You wrote the book, of course, with Matt Hancock. I think in the run-up to release and once the book came out, you'd been sort of broadly positive about the job that he had done and what he had tried to do. And then all of a sudden, a few months later, you feel compelled to ignore the NDA and release these WhatsApp messages for the reasons that you've outlined. But what changed, Isabel? Had you not had a chance to sort of really, truly see the scale of what was in the WhatsApp messages as you were writing that book?
Well, the answer to that is quite simply yes. I didn't actually get these WhatsApp messages until very well into the process of writing a book that was being done against a ridiculously tight deadline. I mean, to produce a book of 160,000 words, which is about twice the length of a normal political book, within less than a year is a phenomenal undertaking. To then receive this dump of messages last summer was just an a mountain that was impossible to climb. There's 2.3 million words there, 100,000 or more messages between ministers and all the key players. Even Matt Hancock himself hasn't got a clue about what's in half of that material. It's taken a Telegraph team of about 10 brilliant journalists working full-time to go through all of that with a fine-tooth comb and find things that I didn't know existed.
I mean, the word that is being bandied around on both sides is betrayal, isn't it? Either betrayal of we, the public, by people that we were trusting at the time to make decisions, and the tone in which they were discussing things that have impacted all of us so much when we look at your WhatsApp messages, or your betrayal of Matt Hancock. How do you sit with your position? Did you call him before you released them? Did you explain it? Did you go back to the publishers and say, I now feel conflicted? Well, you know, talk us through your situation.
I think that's a really fair question. And people can decide for themselves which is more important. Is it more important for me as a journalist to protect the blushes and the reputation of self-interested politicians, all of whom are, by the way, hiring lawyers to protect their interests during this public inquiry? Or is it more important for me to reveal information that affected every single one of us? That is where I think my duty is in this case. Of course, there are risks associated with breaking written agreements. It wasn't an NDA, by the way. That's a kind of a boring legal distinction, but a confidentiality undertaking in a written contract. I'm prepared to take that risk in the public interest. And if I take a few knocks from people carping about the way it's been done, then that's also fine by me. The amount of messages that I am getting from ordinary people who are still suffering the devastating impact of the pandemic is so encouraging and really makes me feel that I've done the right thing here.
Well, that must be helpful as you sort of try and think about yourself at the center of the whirlwind. What about this word trust? Trust for them, you've talked about that you felt because of concerns over that, the politicians, you wanted to come out and release them. But also, I guess, trust in you, not just in breaking the trust of Matt Hancock, but in the position that you come from. So you were always against lockdown. A lot of these messages are around decisions that we're making at a very busy time when the facts were unclear. We now have the benefit of hindsight. Maybe things would have been done differently. And there could well be many more things in those WhatsApp that wouldn't suit, if you like, your agenda.
Well, let's talk about trust, shall we? Because I think far too many people trusted our politicians to protect our best interests during the pandemic. And those people are now really questioning whether they should have put so much faith in our leaders, as these WhatsApp messages show the dreadfully flimsy prospectus on which we were often locked down, the flawed decision making, and so on. And in terms of trust,
Isabel,
because I know you want to talk about that.
But you talk about, you know, the evidence, but it could have gone a different way. There's lots of criticisms of the delay in preventing people coming into this country. Lots of criticisms of whether lockdown should have happened earlier. You know, you happen to think that the lockdown was wrong. And therefore, you're talking about those sort of things. Whatever comes out of a crisis like this, there's going to be for and against in those discussions, isn't there?
Of course there is. And look, I happen to think it was right to lock down at the very beginning. We needed to do that. In a sense, it doesn't matter what I personally think. What matters is that we get to the heart of what went right and what went wrong. And in terms of trust of me, look, I don't think that people should trust anyone to protect their secrets if they've done things wrong.
You said the other night, not long after it had been announced that this was going to happen in the Telegraph, that you'd received a somewhat menacing text from Matt Hancock at about 1:20 in the morning. He's denied that. He said it wasn't menacing, or he didn't believe that it was menacing at all. Have you had any further contact with him?
I really think this whole menacing message thing has been a bit overinflated. I'm not frightened or intimidated. It wasn't.
They were your words, though, weren't they?
It simply said at 1:20 in the morning, you have made a big mistake. Look, you can't really interpret that as anything other than a threat. He's since followed through with more threats of legal action and so on. But I'm not worried about that. I'm not going to be intimidated or blown off course by that, you know, this is much more important than those considerations.
Have you found more to come? I mean, what is next that's in there? Can you give us a sense of it? Because presumably you're working your way through all the messages.
No. The Telegraph has spent 2 months working their way through all the messages. So we know exactly what's in there. We've been very careful only to publish what material is clearly in the public interest. There's plenty in those messages that we as journalists and the public might find very entertaining, good tittle-tattle, private stuff. It's not in the public interest. We won't be publishing it. But we do have several more days of coverage planned. And what's extraordinarily interesting is that politicians are now beginning to break ranks. So we had yesterday Gavin Williamson, who was the education secretary at the time of all of this, saying, actually, maybe I should have resigned over the way school policy was handled and the closure of schools. Mm. Today, we've got Rachel Johnson, the sister of the then prime minister, writing about what she calls her unquenchable rage at the treatment of the elderly who were imprisoned in care homes, unable to see their relatives. Politicians and others are beginning to break ranks. Those who didn't question the lockdown at the time now beginning to say, actually, maybe we got this wrong.
There's definitely debate. Are you being paid by the Daily Telegraph for it? Otherwise, why wouldn't you just reveal all the rest to come now for free to us? That's a question we've been asked by viewers, by the way.
I've spent a very long time working on this with the Daily Telegraph, and I am a working journalist. So, of course, I am paid for my contributions, just as you're paid to sit on television and talk to me about them. But I'm not going to go into detail about that commercial arrangement at all. It's a normal situation for a journalist to be paid to write. I've appeared under my own byline in the paper for the last few days.
Okay, Isabel, thanks for joining us this morning and sharing some thoughts. We'll look forward to seeing what comes further from that over the weekend. Lots of you getting in touch. Anne says, at last, a journalist has lifted the lid on the goings-on during the worst time of so many in these lives. I applaud her. While WAF says it's the end of her journalistic career, no one is ever going to trust her with information or evidence ever again.
I wonder if they feel differently having heard what she has to say.
I think they do, and I think they should. Shady Group.
Wow. I mean, another patriot, a patriot from across the pond who, again, looked at the circumstance that she found herself in and did the right thing. I thought it was very interesting the way they're interviewing her, kind of a lame attempt at smearing her narrative or smearing her message is what they were doing there. But very interesting, the stuff that's coming out. I'm not sure if you're going any further into it, but the comments that he was making to her were just over the top.
Yeah, absolutely. Check it out.
The health secretary is with me now. Matt Hancock, you said recently that the virus was under control.
Yes.
Is it?
No. It's not. The new variant is out of control and we need to bring it under control. And this news about the new variant.
So now let's just put it right here. This is Matt Hancock. This is the actual texts. Matt Hancock says, we frighten the pants off everyone with the new strain. But complication with that Brexit is taking the top line. Damon Poole says, yep, that's what will get proper behavior change. Matt Hancock says, when they deploy the variant, Shady.
Deploy.
Been thinking more about this and think we need to be more cautious. The strain, that is. Think you made a point earlier, but we need to keep schools off paperwork agenda. Yes, says Matt Hancock. Damon Poole says, worth doing a bit about no leaking at the top, I think. Big risk with the variant. Right-wing papers for the renewed push for let it rip on the basis of vaccine strategy is undermined. That's why we reassure on the vaccine. Keep going.
It has been an incredibly difficult end to, frankly, an awful year. And it's important for everybody to act like they might have the virus. And that's the way that we can control it together. It's not.
But the government fears some are not following the rules, and tonight have announced new measures to slow the spread of the virus.
Enforced today and going forward to make sure that people are
practicing that safe distance.
Well, Queensland's controversial WellCamp quarantine facility is closing, having cost taxpayers $220.
Well, in New York City, nearly 2,000 school staffers are out of a job for not complying with the COVID vaccine
mandate. New York City tonight, the original epicenter, suddenly making the call to close public schools, turning to remote.
One of the people they did lie about is Stanford doctor Jay Bhattacharya, professor of Stanford School of Medicine, that Twitter blacklisted from their friends list.
I've joined Twitter about a year ago, mainly to share scientific data, school openings, the harms to children from lockdown. And
you might remember Twitter's public push to fight COVID misinformation early last year, when tweets with misleading information about COVID were labeled or removed. And those who...
Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey speaking out about problems at Twitter when he was the CEO, and now...
Now this new change seems to be part of Elon Musk's greater push for what he calls free speech on the platform.
Twitter sphere, as it is, has really gone berserk lately. It's got to become almost a cesspool of misinformation.
Dr. Anthony Fauci responding tonight to Elon Musk after Musk tweeted, and I quote, "My pronouns are prosecute Fauci."
You're really attacking not only Dr. Anthony Fauci, you're attacking science. Science and the truth are being attacked.
Power is in tearing human minds to pieces and putting them together again in a new shape of your own choosing. George Orwell from 1984. Shady Groove. Misinformation, disinformation equals truth. If you have not figured that out yet, there it is. Shady Groove.
Order out of chaos is the plan. That's what they're working on. Also, there was another one of those released messages where Mr. Poole said, no promises, but I'm trying to land a Bill Gates endorsement of the platform. And Matt Hancock responds to him, tell him that considering how many people I'm getting his chips injected into, he owes me one. That's another comment from Mr. Hancock.
You know, you're free and freedom is beautiful. And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos. Order out of chaos.
Here we go.
Order out of chaos. We will. Yeah.
What your message is to the Iraqi people who are wondering.
You're free, and freedom is beautiful. And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we're order out of chaos, but we will. Yeah, John.
There's Order Ab Kao. It is the name of the book by Albert Pike, I believe. Shady Groove. Interesting, huh?
They do not hide if no. You're looking in the right spot.
Ordo Ab Kao. Now, you know, that's all conspiracy, Shady Groove. Real quick, let's just keep Fauci going. This is the House Oversight Committee published some emails Sunday. Check it out.
The new emails show Dr. Anthony Fauci commissioned a scientific paper in February of 2020 to disprove the Wuhan lab leak theory. And she goes on to write this. The House Oversight Subcommittee published email Sunday in which the paper's co-author admits Fauci prompted him to write the paper with the goal of disproving the lab leak theory. This would be quite explosive, Bill.
Yeah, it would, because he's effectively using government resources to tout the orthodoxy, which we know now is not true. That's a sign of what everyone was up against. They just wouldn't look at the question in an open and honest way.
And 8 weeks later, Bill, he was at a White House press conference and referred to the letter that he approved.
Right.
Right. I mean, look, I don't think you can blame them for not knowing things early on and so forth, but that's not what they said. They categorically pushed their line and they wanted to silence anyone that thought it might be different. And now, years later, we're learning what they said wasn't true and what many of the critics say was true. Even the government has come around to that point of view in terms of the lab.
We'll see how many do in
the new email.
He might
show,
as well have just said, we're always wrong until we're right. The MG show has been over the target of this whole time, and that's why they're censoring all of us, guys. Shady.
Literally using your taxpayer money to fund a paper that would debunk a lab leak theory as he's out in public screaming and yelling that there's no evidence that points to a lab leak theory. And so he's generating some evidence that points away from the lab leak theory with your money. It's an absolute lie. It's completely to cover his. And you know why? And as a matter of fact, as we get further and further, closer and closer to some all this stuff coming out, this guy is going to become less and less visible every day because he understands what he understands. He can't control the narrative from his throne anymore.
Breaking news, Pfizer unable to finish press conference. Oh, my God. Check it out, Shady Grove. This is big. This is big news.
As you know, there have been some recent reports suggesting that our vaccine is not safe. This, of course, is ridiculous. If you look at the science, you will see that there are no side effects. In fact, I myself have been boosted four times.
Boosted four times. This notion that vaccines can have any kind of side effect is a right-wing conspiracy bolstered by MAGA Republicans, hate groups, and probably Russia. Look, would we vaccinate 7 billion people if there were side effects?
Of course not. It's dangerous and, quite frankly, irresponsible to blame the recent uptick of people suddenly
collapsing on our product. Healthy people have always suddenly
fallen to the ground from heart
problems. This is totally
normal. Nothing is.
Wrong. Nothing is wrong. Sorry, we ran out of the spokespeople.
Why are you not collapsing? Did you get the vaccine?
No. Don't be silly. I don't want to collapse. I'm not a fool. I want to live.
Bravo.
So that's the Babylon Bee. Obviously, that was a joke. Let's continue on. Hang on. Check this out, Shady Grove. Watch this.
There's the... I don't know. Why did I push these here?
Oh, my God. So, you know, I know that was funny, but you know what, guys? It isn't funny. I mean, look at the COVID vaccine related deaths right here. 34,576. VAERS incidence, 1.5 million. And that's VAERS. Times that by 20, guys. That's your real number. Probably closer to it. Maybe even more. Shady, this is insane. It's funny. My friend, her friend just had somebody age, I think 59, just die. I mean...
Well, there's all kinds of stuff. This is weird. Deaths are happening with young people and old people. Unbelievable things are happening with pregnant women and not being able to carry pregnancies to term. Like the 57% rate in infant mortality, increase in infant mortality. Like there is a lot of stuff going on that the news media could easily point you to if they wanted to be honest with you. But you see now clear every day that their agenda wasn't. Oh, in hindsight, we could look back and it was all going on really fast and we didn't really know what to do. That's not going to fly.
Yeah, not going to fly. Now let's turn our eyes over to CPAC. Trump reminded everyone at CPAC why he is the front runner for the GOP nomination, guys. I mean, this is from Mr. Blackpill. I love this. This is Mr. Blackpill. He checks virtually all the blocks, issues, foreign and domestic. He fights for us at the risk of his own finances. His business, he spent decades building for his family. And more importantly, he battles the deep state at risk to self and his loved ones. He did not have to endure these deep state attacks for the last 7 years. He chose to do it for his country, for the love of his country. And for us, he is the only choice. Shady Grove, and I thought that was a very, very good post by Mr. Black Pill. But let's go to real Donald Trump right here. Let's just kind of go by. These are the videos that our president posted, Shady Grove, at CPAC. You ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers. They are people that don't get it, although in some cases they get it. They get it for their wallets But we can't do that. We can't let that happen. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists. We will throw off the political class that hates our country. They actually hate our country. No walls, no borders, bad elections, no voter ID. We will beat the Democrats. We will rout the fake news media. We will expose and appropriately deal with the rhinos. We will evict Joe Biden from the White House. And we will liberate America from these villains and scoundrels once and for all.
Once and for all, Shady Grove, eliminate them. That was a very powerful statement. Thank you, Donald J. Trump. Let's go on to the next one. Here we go. We're going to kind of rifle through these, Shady. Here we go.
We had a Republican Party that was ruled by freaks, neocons, globalists, open border zealots, and fools. But we are never going back to the party of Paul Ryan, Karl Rove, and Jeb Bush.
Boom. A lot of people don't really understand that, guys. The Republican Party, Karl Rove, Paul Ryan, and Jeb Bush, they are the project for a new American century, which would include Bill Kristol, who wrote PNAC. It's exactly what they did. It's preemptive war to stop war, allegedly, Shady Groove.
The neocon layer of the Republican Party is what he's calling out there very, very specifically. And if you guys, I don't know if you paying attention, but what they're doing is very, very funny because they're acting like there's other people that are ahead of Donald Trump in the polls. Karl Rove is on TV saying, oh, well, Donald Trump had 75% last week and now he's down to 60% whenever it was really not true what they were saying about him last week. And it was not true what they said about him at CPAC. It was actually 62%, but he says 60. They're trying to maneuver themselves into a position of authority over him. And Donald Trump is standing there and he is going to take the political hammer and he is going to bash them over the head at every turn.
Boom.
We are never going back to a party that wants to give unlimited money to fight foreign wars that are endless wars, that are stupid wars. But at the same time demands that we cut veterans' benefits and retirement benefits at home. Our soldiers will no longer live in the streets of our city. We have cities where our soldiers, our great soldiers, are living on concrete. They're living on asphalt. We will take care of our soldiers. There has never been a time like this. Illegal immigrants come in, and we house them in the Waldorf Astoria and many other of the greatest hotels anywhere in the world. But our soldiers, we do nothing for them. They sleep out at night and they freeze. They freeze in the cold and they die in the heat. While people that came into our country illegally are in beautiful hotel suites, perhaps watching us on television right now. We were taking care of our soldiers just a short while ago. But we don't do that anymore. But we'll start doing it again. Our soldiers are very special to us.
Our soldiers are special. I always, as a kid, Shady Grove, and even recently, look at these, you know, good-hearted foundations, right? Why do we need to pay $17 or $11 a month to help people that were maimed in war? It should be taken care of by our federal government, Shady. It just never added up to me.
It doesn't add up, and it doesn't add up today. And it's interesting what Donald Trump did while he was the president to allow them to go outside of the VA to get care, to allow to share with them a little bit of the prosperity of the government, to give them a hand out or a leg up in a bad situation. I think that what Donald Trump is saying there is amazing because he's distinguishing, like, listen to what he's saying. Do you guys remember what happened with the National Guard right after January 6th or during that whole thing? Remember that they put them down in the basement in the car garage and made them sleep there. They didn't take any care of them. It's an absolute perfect example of the differentiation that we're seeing from who really cares about your troops and the people that are the troops. The troops aren't just a thing, by the way. A troop isn't a thing. It's a human being who's decided to sacrifice himself for the country as you know, as a soldier, to become a soldier, that is a sacrifice. That is a very, very amazing thing to do for someone. And to treat them the way that they've been treated, not just under the Biden administration, but the way that they were treated under the Bush administration, the way that they were treated under the Clinton administration, the way that they were treated under the Bush 1 administration and the Obama administration, all different than the way they were treated under the Trump administration. That's why people can see this so much clearer.
And I'm looking at something that Yeti breaking Pfizer is being sued for $3 trillion over COVID. For false claims about COVID. Apparently, their Barnes Law Group is representing the lawsuit, claiming that Pfizer violated their Operation Warp Speed contract. Very interesting. I'd like to just understand where that's coming from, need a little bit more than just a Twitter blurb, but very interesting, guys. All right, so, you know, where were we, Shady? Let's go back to Donald Trump. My computer is freezing up. Yeah, because of the link that I clicked on. Hang on 1 second. Uh-oh. It's going to take a minute. There we go. All right. Here we go. Back to our president. Check it out. See Rosa. What happens when I click on that link. Thanks, Yeti.
We're never going to be a country ruled by entrenched political dynasties in both parties, rotten special interests, China-loving politicians, of which there are many. You listening to this, Mitch McConnell? Are you listening? And a militant left-wing news media that's either frightened of telling the truth or is truly evil and bad. I don't know. I think in many ways they're frightened. But you never really know which. We are not going back to this mindset, not now, not ever. Not ever.
Not ever, Shady Groove. Not ever. You know, we're not going to go back to MAGA communism? I mean, no?
No, we're not going anywhere near MAGA communism, sir.
Let me close this link that keeps, I think, giving me a hard time. Hang on. All right, here we go. So this is keeping in, this is, you know, all the clips that Donald J. Trump wants you to watch. They are on his Truth Social account. Check it out.
There's only one president in history who has ever taken on the entire corrupt establishment in Washington. And when we win in 2024, we will do it again, even stronger, faster, and better, because now I am experienced and I know the people of Washington. I didn't know them. I was from New York. I only came here 17 times, they said. I read that in the fake news, so probably it's not true, but it's the best I could do. And I never stayed over. I was from New York, but I now know the good ones, the bad ones, the weak ones, the strong ones. I know them all. I know the people that have to do the job and can do the job. A lot of them are in this room right now. And as I did for 4 incredible years, I will put America first every single time, every single day.
America first, Shady Groove. It's very simple.
17 times.
How many?
17.
It's probably fake news, Shady.
He probably doesn't say that for any reason. Over and over.
Here we go.
And over.
Here's the next one.
I was the only president in modern history who did not have any new wars. No new wars. I finished some old ones. Remember when the Democrats and my Republican opponents would often look at me during the debates or whatever, and they'd say, No, he's going to bring us into World War III because it's a personality type. They said I had the personality. No, I had the personality type that kept us out of wars because people knew that they weren't going to mess around with us.
Exactly.
That's why I rebuilt our military.
Wow. Very amazing. I mean, you know, these are very important clips. Here's the next one, Shady.
Our enemies are lunatics and maniacs. They cannot stand that they do not own me. I don't need them. I don't need anything about them. I don't need their money. They cannot steer me. They cannot shake me. And they will never, ever control me. And they will never, ever, therefore, control you. At the end of the day, anyone else will be intimidated, bought off, blackmailed, or ripped to shreds. I alone will never retreat, and that is why we must stand together and me with charge.
Charge. So, Shady, you know, we were here Friday saying the same thing. We are not going to be controlled by these people. But what I think President Donald J. Trump is referring to is Soros, when he says, many of the big Republican donors are fleeing away from the pitiful Donald Trump and supporting DeSantis. That's who he's talking about, Shady.
He is. I agree with you there. And that's the dynamic that they're setting up behind the scenes that he's been calling out for a couple of months now, two or three months. You know, remember 3 months ago, no, De Sanctimonious was on no one's radar as president.
De Sanctus. Here we go.
The partisan and often corrupt intelligence agencies, the George Soros money machine that spends a lot of money on the prosecutors, by the way.
Mark Elias.
The Antifa thugs who are allowed to roam the streets while we have people that in many cases are great patriots, great, great patriots, saying prayers every night, playing our national anthem every day, and they're sitting in a jail nearby, rotting away and being treated so unfairly like nobody's probably ever been treated in this country before, except maybe me. And Marjorie, you've been so fantastic on that issue. Where's Marjorie? You've been so fantastic on that issue. And Elise and Matt.
Yeah, and Marjorie has been fantastic, Shady. I'm going to continue with the rapid fire. Here we go.
The Biden administration is the most corrupt administration in American history. Hunter Biden is a criminal and nothing happened to him. Nothing happened. Joe Biden is a criminal and nothing ever seems to happen to him. Because, you know, say what you want, but the Democrats stick together. They don't have Mitt Romney. They don't have guys like that. They stick together. How's Mitt Romney doing? Not too good. I could name plenty of others, too. But they do stick together, whether you like them or not, and many of us don't, but maybe someday we get
together. Maybe someday we get together. I doubt it. Here comes the next one, Shady, rapid fire.
Perverts who use the names of Washington and Lincoln to buy millions of dollars in ads to say bad, libelous, and incorrect things about us. I didn't know this was a rally, Matt. It really is a rally when you, and by the way, thank you for that beautiful straw poll. That was a big win. Thank you. Our enemies are lunatics and maniacs. They cannot stand that they do not own me. I don't need them. I don't need anything about them. I don't need their money. They cannot steer me. They cannot shake me. And they will never, ever control me. And they will never, ever, therefore, control you.
Boom. Here we go.
Their reign is over. Their reign will be over. And they know it. And America will be a free nation once again. We're not a free nation right now. We don't have free press. We don't have free anything. In 2016, I declared, I am your voice. Today, I add, I am your warrior. I am your justice. And for those who have been wronged and betrayed, I am your retribution. I am your retribution. I'm not going to let this happen.
Boom, Shady. And let me cancel that because otherwise it'll go. And there's a couple more. Here we go.
And somebody that we really like in this room, I think. I certainly like him a lot. He had a lot of courage. Very smart guy. James O'Keefe. Where's James? Where's James? Thank you, James. Good guy.
He is a good guy. And he just got fired from, Project Veritas, his own company that he started. You know, pretty interesting, Shady. Let me just go up a couple. Here's one more, Shady.
This is the most dangerous time in the history of our country, and Joe Biden is leading us into oblivion. Yeah. He's leading us into oblivion. You know, we all smile when he falls downstairs and things. It's cute. When he falls off his bicycle, isn't this cool? You know what amazed me? That the reporters didn't catch him when the bike was going down. They're standing right next to him. They let him fall. It's amazing. I'm surprised. But when he makes statements that are so bad, when he gets out of Afghanistan and takes the soldiers out first. And you know, in Afghanistan, for 18 months, I had a talk with Abdul, who was the leader of Afghanistan. I said, Abdul, I got a lot of criticism. Remember when I was talking to him, everyone said, oh, he's talking to the leader of the Taliban. That's right, because our soldiers were being killed, a lot of them by snipers. And I didn't want that. I don't want to deal with the problems, and I don't want to talk to the mothers and fathers, who I would speak to a lot. I don't want to talk to them and tell them their son was shot through the head from 2,000 yards away by a sharpshooter. They have very good sharpshooters. So I spoke to this man, his name was Abdul, and I said, Abdul, don't kill any more of our soldiers, because if you kill our soldiers, we're going to hit you harder than any country has ever been hit in the history of the world.
Yeah. President Donald J. Trump surely is amazing. Shady Grove, he mentioned, NATO saying that China pays 39 billion. We pay 104 million. We pay 140. I can't remember the numbers, but he said 39. And then he said something about 93 times more. Very interesting how, you know, some of the numbers, 17 several times, Shady. It's been quite an amazing ride, Shady.
It really has. And it's like over and over again too, right? You know, it's like you see it and you're like, oh, and then again the next time, and oh, and then again the next time. Really amazing words from the former president Donald J. Trump right there. Really exciting appearance at CPAC. One thing that's really encouraging is what is going on at CPAC. I'm not a big fan of the CPAC event necessarily, but one thing that's really going on there is a lot of young people are turning out. You are seeing a lot of people that are 20 to 25, maybe 30 years old, that are engaged in politics, that don't really understand what's going on, but realize that they've been lied to. They understand that they've been lied to now. They see their relatives injured. They see this stuff in the news that's complete garbage. They understand. They maybe don't recognize exactly where they're at, but they recognize that they've been lied to, and they understand that the Republican Party is pivoting towards a messaging that they can associate themselves with. So I definitely want to encourage everybody out there. There are a lot of young people that are paying attention today, and really we need those people. People like us getting a little bit older now. We need the young generation to care about America, and Donald Trump is doing a pretty good job.
And so are you, Patriots, and we love you, Patriot Games. JT Wild's single, Patriot Games, is available now on Spotify, Google, and Apple iTunes. Make sure you support them. Get the song, help them out. Shady Groove, another 2 hours in the books.
Done. Number 42 already. Oh, my goodness. Yep. You Patriots are awesome.
And with that, we're going to go out with JT Wild, Patriot Games.
Love it. Thank you.
I've heard on the streets that our heroes are dead, and they cannot save us from evil unspent. Their songs are all over, their ways heaven sent, and we must believe that we're in the state's debt. And these are the days of the Patriot Games, where we sing all the brotherly songs that they sang, and pray for the strength and the courage to stand like the men who brought freedom to this promised land. Heard on the streets that our country is torn. We may as well toil till our homes are all gone, and the dreams we once had are but tales of regret, and the labor is nothing, for the money is spent. And these are the days of the Patriot Games, where we sing all the brotherly songs that they sang, and pray for the strength and the courage to stand like the man who spread freedom across this great land. And these are the days of the Patriot Games, where the rooks and the pawns are now staking their claim. So pray for the strength and the courage to stand like the men that spread freedom across this great land.
www.mg.show. Boom.